Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The economic effects of a Nobel Prize. For Marketplace, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer, in for David Brancaccio. This year's Nobel Peace Prize was awarded today to jailed Iranian activist Nagaz Mohammadi. Earlier this week, the 2023 Nobel for Literature went to the Norwegian author Jon Fosse. While he's not known around the U.S., he is known around much of the world. Only 12,000 copies of his work have been sold in the U.S. since 2004, according to Circana. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes looks at how the book industry is preparing for a bump in sales.
The North American publisher of several of Jon Fosse's books is Transit Books. It's less than a decade old and run by Adam Levy and his wife out of their home in the Bay Area. When they learned this week that Fosse won the Nobel,
we quickly made coffee and got to work in our living room.
They had already planned to release two of Fosse's works in paperback later this month, including what's been called his magnum opus, Septology. That'll be 5,000 copies each, but now they're looking at printing at least 10,000 additional copies of each work. And Levy notes that printing a book takes up to 2 months.
It's slow. And so one of the tasks for any publisher, really, regardless of your size, is to figure out how you meet a huge surge in demand.
There could also be demand for Fosse's many other works that have yet to be released here.
He's very prolific. He does children's books and poetry and essays and short stories and novels.
Damien Searles has translated a number of Fosse's books into English and expects that work to continue
at perhaps a somewhat faster pace.
Meanwhile, publisher Adam Levy hopes others in the industry take note of Transit's success with its new Nobel laureate and are inspired to take chances on authors who've yet to find an audience in the U.S. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
Amazon is expected to launch two prototype satellites today as part of its plan to provide internet connectivity across the world. The firm's billionaire founder, Jeff Bezos, wants to create a constellation of thousands of satellites to provide the service. That would put him in direct competition with Elon Musk's Starlink system. Here's the BBC's science correspondent, Jonathan Amos.
Jeff Bezos is calling his network Kuiper. The two small satellites launching on an Atlas rocket from Florida are designed to prove the technology before he deploys the 3,236 spacecraft needed for an operational network. Mr. Bezos is in a hurry. He's got a license from the U.S. Federal Communications Commission to use the radio frequencies to connect internet users. But he's required to put at least half of Kuiper in orbit by mid-2026. If Mr. Bezos can meet the schedule, he'll once again go head-to-head with Elon Musk.
European and Asian stocks rise as we await the U.S. jobs report later today, while diesel prices fall as Russia lifts its ban on seaborne exports. Here's the BBC's Liana Byrne.
European and Asian stocks are on the rise, and we're keeping a close eye on the U.S. payrolls report coming out later today. Speaking of jobs, September's non-farm payroll data is also in the spotlight. We're looking at around 170,000 new jobs, a bit lower than August. Why is this important? Well, it helps us gauge how strong the U.S. economy is and if the Federal Reserve will keep upping interest rates. On another note, oil prices had a down week due to concerns about global demand and high interest rates, but they're inching back up today. Diesel, however, is cheaper because Russia's lifting its ban on exporting it by the sea. I'm the BBC's Leanna Byrne for Marketplace.
There are reports this morning that GM has made a counteroffer to end the auto workers' strike. We're expecting an update from UAW President Sean Fain later today. Over the past few weeks, Fain has used the Friday updates to announce expansions of the strike.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
The union representing film and television actors, SAG-AFTRA, is scheduled to continue negotiations today with studio executives and the alliance representing TV and movie producers. The talks restarted earlier this week. The actors' strike has lasted 2.5 months so far. Streaming remains a sticking point in the negotiations. As more and more content lands on streaming platforms, actors want a share of the revenue. Ibrahim Ravid, a finance professor at Yeshiva University, says this issue will be hard to nail down.
And Netflix produces a movie, then it gives it free to its subscribers. The percentage or anything that's based on viewership is much more problematic than, say, sharing theatrical revenues, because there's a number. Say I make $1 million, you can get 2% of this. That's easy.
Another point of contention, the use of artificial intelligence in TV and movie production. The Hollywood Writers Union, that just ended its strike last week, won some guardrails around the use of AI. Ravid thinks it should be even easier for the actors to sort this out.
You can do a lot of things with AI within writing. And therefore, if you read the agreement for the writers, there's some things that are left open. For the actors, it's a little simpler because all we're saying here is don't use my image without paying. And that can be easier to agree on and litigate.
And while there's no clear timetable for a new contract, Ravid is optimistic about negotiations, especially since the writers were able to strike a deal with Hollywood studios.
Given that, you know, we now have a blueprint of what the studios are willing to do, it should be easier to come to an agreement than it was for the writers. And therefore, I think it could end in relatively short order.
Full disclosure, many employees of Marketplace are members of the SAG-AFTRA union, but have a different contract and are not on strike. Our executive producer is Kelly Silvera. Our digital producer is Dylan Miettinen. Our engineers are Jessen Dueler, Brian Allison, and Nick Esposito. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.